What do you do to mask the pain in your life? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Christina Silva, who masked her history of being sexually abused with a drug addiction.
I think that a lot of us can turn to different things in this world. I know that for me, I went through searching for love, trying to find love in relationships to mask my hurt and pain. Also, shopping, you know, was a big deal.
Wow.
Always going clothes shopping, and that just gave me that fun and like, yes, or movies, simple things.
Kind of to distract you?
To distract me and to cover the pain, to not have to think about it, to just survive going out. And so I think that there's different ways that we can do that to mask pain in our lives.
I think a lot of us are masking pain. You know, I think it's a very natural human condition to be masking pain because, you know, when you really look at it, and if you really analyze why you do the things that you do, you might find that you're hiding something, you know? And many who are listening right now, it's hard to really confront those things because I remember when I was masking a lot of pain when I was younger as an atheist, I was masking it by never being alone. I always had to have someone with me. I always had to have something or someone preoccupying my mind and making sure I was filled with something else. I also had a pornography addiction during that time that would mask my pain and stress. You know, I could never get, I didn't want to get to the fact that, okay, I might have a problem. I might have a pain in my heart. I just wanted to ignore it and just kind of move on with life. You know what I mean?
And I think we try different things like self-help. I know I did that. And it's kind of like, well, I'm running out of resources. I've tried eating healthy. I've tried going to every doctor to get wholeness. And honestly, for me, I realized that it was a spiritual problem that I was dealing with. It wasn't just a soul issue. It was a spiritual thing. And I needed to depend on the Lord for my strength and to find healing through Him.
Yeah. No, I think that's very true. When I came to know Christ, I experienced a true inner healing in my heart. To the point that it completely changed not only my outlook on life, but my life itself.
Yeah.
It's amazing because it's in the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 through 6. It says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes, we are healed." This is what the Bible talks about. That is, it's no longer a time anymore because of what Christ did. It's no longer a time to be masking our pain any longer. If you're listening and you're saying, I mask my pain with maybe alcohol, maybe drugs, maybe it's relationships, maybe it's shopping, something simple like that.
Right.
But whatever we might be masking our pain with, if we take a moment and say, wait a minute, let's really look at what the problem is. Jesus died on the cross to bring you healing, but you got to let the healing in. It's not going to just come. Time won't heal. Time will cause it to go gangrene. But if you allow Jesus in, Jesus is the healer.
Call out to him to heal your soul. He loves you so much. Let's hear from Christina right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Zen Asian Sushi and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Do you ever shop at the Northfield Stapleton Shopping Center? Consider stopping for lunch or dinner at Zen Asian Sushi. Zen Asian Sushi offers a fusion of Japanese, Thai, and Chinese cuisine, all in a brand new, clean, and family-friendly location. Check them out at zensushinorthfield.com or call them at 303-371-4644. That's zensushinorthfield.com or 303-371-4644.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Light.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Christina Silva, and she's going to share with us how she failed at suicide, which is a great thing, but she attempted to kill herself, and something supernatural happened. So let's welcome to the show, Christina. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So Christina, before we get to that part, I want to find out a little bit about your life. I understand that at 14 years old, sexual abuse started happening, and it was actually happening by your father. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. When I was 14, he was on heroin. And really, I was the one, I don't know why I was, but I was the only one in the household that he took his abuse on. And I just remember it was summer 2001, and we were watching a basketball game, and that's when he, you know, sexually abused me. And that just really put me in a place where I didn't know who to turn to, because my mother, she didn't know anything. And I was just in constant fear, because after that, he just felt the need to come at night. But it wasn't just that. It was also his sexual harassment as well, him talking, you know, just things that were just not right. And that's just really what started for me at that moment. I started, you know, rebelling at 15. Again, I still held that secret that nobody had known. And ultimately, at 16, I just couldn't take it anymore. I finally told my mom. She decided to call the cops, and we tried our hardest for him to leave our life. But for whatever reason, he just always had a way of finding us, until finally I had ran away. And I just lived a life of continually just running away, and which, you know, ultimately led me into a life of drugs as well.
Now, Christina, at 14, that's a very hard time for any girl to go through something like that. And I can't imagine, you know, you're growing up with this dad. Up until that point, did you ever expect that you would lose that trust with your dad?
No. I never thought that my father would do something like that to me. I was the baby out of my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, why? Why would you do that? And I was in complete, utter shock. I mean, I fell into depression. I felt just hopeless, because I've always been quiet. I've always been very shy, just very timid. But he added on to that. I felt like when that had started, I had absolutely no other outlet. I didn't have that many friends growing up either, and he just made that worse.
And so here you were isolated, and you were going through this, tried to get away from the situation, and ended up running away. Now, how old were you when you started doing drugs and ran away?
I was 16. My first time I got caught smoking cigarettes at school property, but, you know, for my mother, that was like nothing. She was in shock. Oh, how could you?
Right.
And her thing was, well, maybe that would help you cope. That was her mentality. Well, maybe that would just help you control your emotions and feelings. So at that point, I started smoking, you know, marijuana. But then by 17 is when I really started taking anything that was thrown at me, whether it was shrooms, whether it was ecstasy, whether it was, I remember tried cocaine at 18 years old was the first time at a party. And then from there, literally was anything I can get my hands on. I didn't have a choice drug. It was just really at that moment, wherever I was at with those friends. I started drinking alcohol, but I really started running away at 17. And then I came back for a few months, and then I ran away again at 18. I was living on my own. At that time, I just figured that's enough. You know, I'm an adult. I'm going to do whatever I want and see how life ends up.
Now, you're doing all these drugs at this time to, I can imagine, suppress the pain that you were going through as an escape, and even some of it was being condoned. As you're doing these things, were you wanting to stay away from men? Were you disgusted with guys, or were you wanting to be loved by someone, to find someone who really cared about you? How were you feeling about guys at that time?
Well, at first, from 14 to 17, I was disgusted by them. I had that fear thing again. It wasn't until I was 18 years old when a friend of mine introduced me to an ex-boyfriend. And that's when I desired that love. Like, he said all the right words you wanted to hear. I mean, oh, you're beautiful. And it was just, now that I look back at it, it was just like they could use me, you know, sexually. Mm-hmm. And then, in that first relationship when I was 18, I had my first boyfriend, and he physically abused me. Not just verbally did he degrade me, but he did hit me. He did beat me. And on the final, I think it was like on the fourth attempt when he hit me and he left me at the road, he dragged me, he kicked me. I just felt like worthless. At that very moment, it was like an aha moment. Like, I can't believe that he would do that to me. Mm. And one thing that played in my mind was I didn't want to end up like my mother, because my father was very abusive to my mother. And I allowed the healing to take place. It took me 3 weeks for my ribs to heal, for my face to heal also. He broke my nose. Oh. I had a busted lip. It was not a pretty sight.
So did you take more drugs at that time then to deal with this, or how did you seek help in this moment?
No, I dove in to drugs again. I went back to the drinking. You know, I was a party girl. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and occasionally Wednesdays, I would be at the club. Mm. And for me, it was that thrill again. It was that attention. It was, okay, well, he didn't work for me. Well, I got to find somebody else. Yeah. There's got to be somebody else that will love me. There's got to be another man out there that would find me as I'm enough. Mm-hmm. And that lasted about 3 months. And then my mother, she was like, you got to get a job, Christina. Like, I don't know what's wrong with you. And I ended up, you know, getting a job. And I'm like, okay, finally, I'm going to work.
Right.
And then during that time, I found my husband, who I've known when I was 14.
Well, we're going to talk more about that, Christina, because there's a part in the story that we're going to get to about you trying to take your life. And we want to find out how God really touched you in that moment. So we're going to have you on our next show. And right now we're going to pray for people, because there are people listening who need love. And they're looking for love as you were, and they're confused because they've had a bad portrayal of what love is. So we're going to pray for them, and we're going to have you back on our next show.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
What a real story. And I'm just saying, there's someone who is tuning in and can really relate to this story about all these things happening. It's so easy to let the unrighteous things that happen to us, and then we seek solace in drugs or something just to cope with the pain that's inside. So Father, I'm praying right now that you would turn us from being people who need to cope to being people who become overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus, I know you have the power to set people free. And I'm praying right now, if there's anyone listening and they're saying, yes, I have a story like this. I'm coping with this or that, maybe drugs or alcohol or whatever it is. I'm coping because I can't get through day by day. Those memories are tormenting me. Father God, I'm asking you to bring deliverance and healing right now in the name of Jesus. My friend, it's so simple as you just say, Jesus, I'm asking for the new. I want the old to die. So Jesus, I receive you right now into my life, so that the new can come and the old can melt away. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Join us next time for Real Life.